I'm honored to be joined by Becca Longo, high school senior, a kicker. You may have seen her in the news all week as the first woman to sign with a D2 school or higher to be a football kicker at Adams State University. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
So first, I got to ask you, who is your favorite football team? You're from Arizona, correct? Is it the Cardinals?
It is the Cardinals. I love my boys.
So now, what do you think about the Denver Broncos tweeting you to welcome to Colorado now?
That was crazy. I'm going to have to start watching for them.
And even Brandon McManus, I think he was first, right? He said,
yeah.
I'm becoming the first female kicker to earn a college scholarship. Welcome to Colorado. That's pretty cool.
That was crazy. My phone's been blowing up.
I think you've tripled your Twitter followers in the past 3 days.
Yeah, me too.
How did this first come about? I saw an interview. You had said that you put together a highlight reel and just kind of shopped it around.
I did. I sent it to a few schools, and Adams State was one of them, and they replied back to me. And then the offensive coordinator came down to my school and wanted to meet me in person, and then invited me out on a visit, and I went on the visit in early February, and I just fell in love with the school.
And what was it about this school over any of the other ones?
Just the feeling I got when I was there. I really felt like everybody was so warm and welcoming, and I felt like I really belonged.
You know, that's another question. Have you met any of the guys on the football team yet?
I have, actually. They're really cool.
Supportive and everything?
Yes, they love it.
Because the thing I'm thinking of is, like, being in the same locker room as them, how is that going to work for you out there?
I don't have to be in the same locker room. I have my own.
Special. That's cool. Now, did you ever play soccer, or how did you pick up football?
I did. I used to play soccer for a long, long time, and then I just got really tired of it. But it all really started, well, my brother was 17, and I was 6, and so, like, there's not really much a 17 and a 6-year-old are going to have in common.
Right.
And so, like, I just remember from my childhood always being in the backyard and throwing the football with him. And so that's how it all really started. And he had a girl on his football team. So every time I would go to his football games, I'd see her, and I just, like, grew up being inspired by her.
You must have been a pretty good soccer player, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Better football. What's the farthest field goal you've ever nailed?
50 yards in practice.
50-yarder. Oh, my God. Now, the goalposts are a little narrower in college, correct?
Correct.
Have you been practicing with that?
Yeah, I've been training with arena goalposts, which are even narrower than college, so really working on the accuracy now.
Do you eventually have NFL aspirations?
I just got this goal, and I haven't really made a new goal yet, so I don't know. I guess we'll have to see in the future.
Do you feel that there's, I mean, you've been doing the media tour of, you know, the country, and as a high school senior, do you feel like any other pressure added to you on because of all this attention you've been getting?
I don't really feel pressure. I just feel overwhelmed with it all. Just because it is so crazy right now. So much has happened in the last 3 days.
And give us a sense of the extent of the tour you've been doing over the past 3 days.
Plastered all over ESPN, CNN, Good Morning America, a number of radio shows and local news stations, newspapers. I mean, I've done at least 35 interviews in the last 48 hours.
Have any classmates begin asking you for autographs or teachers?
Yes, on my the day after I signed, a bunch of people at my school were asking me, like, can I take a picture with you really quick before you're famous?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You better get used to that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, little girls are going to be watching you with, you know, under a little bit of a magnifying glass. What is the microcosm of you? I mean, this is a big deal, but what is the microcosm of that for the impact of, I guess, women in sports or women in football? You obviously want to be able to have girls be interested in the game, right?
Yes, I just want them to do what they love, honestly. If they love football, then I want them to go play football. I don't want them to be influenced by what other people say.
What do you think about, I mean, have you experienced any haters? I mean, you're pretty on social media. Oh,
definitely. Definitely. I've had people tell me, don't look at the comments on this post, or don't read these comments. And I mean, I don't. And I pretty much know what they're saying. So I just use that as motivation.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, people get a little more emboldened behind a computer screen. You know that.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, don't listen to the haters.
Yeah, I won't.
How did the coach, you know, initially approach you? Because does he have daughters of his own, the coach? I'm wondering.
He does. He does have daughters of their of his own. And one of them plays hockey. Super cool. She wants to play football also. Actually, all the coaches at Adams have a bunch of little girls. It's really funny because they're all so involved with the football team. All the players love them. They're always at every single game on the sidelines. Super adorable.
Now, are you going to get to wear your number 4?
I'm not sure yet.
And what are you going to be majoring in at school?
Sports management.
Sports management. And eventually, if football doesn't work out, you're thinking?
You know, I haven't gotten that far down the road.
Now, I just want to wish you the best of luck, because you know what? When I was little, I always wanted to play football. It's so cool for you to take this step, and I'm very proud of you. And good luck. I'll be keeping an eye on you from here, for sure.
Thank you.